Rescue boats are on patrol less than 24 hours after the tragedy. There's surveillance from above. Police are using beach buggies. And what passes for normality in Calais, migrants and refugees being escorted to buses bound for some sort of shelter.
Our police are mobilized day and night, not only yesterday or the day before, but they have been from the very start. They are on our external borders. Never has France had as many police officers and at times soldiers involved in the fight against illegal immigration.
This is about addressing long-term pull factors, smashing the criminal gangs that treat human beings as cargo, and tackling supply chains.
All along this part of the French coastline, more than 50 kilometres of it, there are spots where, in secrecy, people smugglers arrange the sudden boarding of small inflatable boats. It's happened before, and it's still happening. These images were filmed on the same day as the migrants died. People intent on getting to the UK, no matter what the risk.
It's hard to imagine the level of desperation for these people in braving these seas to cross the English Channel, but they're doing so in their thousands, and the numbers are growing. This year alone, 25,000 have made the crossing. That's triple the number of 2020.
For many of the people arriving in Calais, this is where they're given help. Caritas, a charity, tries its best to persuade people not to make channel crossings, warning of the hazards. Most of the time they fail. They don't just blame the people smugglers, they blame governments on both sides of the channel.
Even after what happened yesterday, people will try again. So it's really time to change politics here. It's really time to change the situation and to open safe and legal routes, to let people, to cover basic needs when people are here and to let them settle in France as well.
The British and French governments often blame each other for the problem getting worse. Once the rhetoric dies down, though, there is some hope that Wednesday's deaths could bring a new level of cooperation. What was intended to be a new beginning was a tragic end for the men, women and children who died in the English Channel. How many more may have to die before there's an increase of humanitarian moves to help these people, instead of politically motivated actions on both sides of the English Channel? Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Calais.
Let's bring you some live pictures now. What you can see is a memorial service which is currently underway right now in Calais. People have been holding a vigil there for the victims who lost their lives. Prosecutors say 7 women, 2 girls and a boy are among the dead. We know the 5 people have been arrested in connection with this incident. While the drownings haven't deterred migrants from making the dangerous crossing, dozens more arrived today in the English coastal city of Dover. Paul Brennan has more.
It's already bitterly cold here on the south coast of England, but the window of opportunity for migrants who are thinking about making the dash across the stretch of 30 miles or so of open water between France and England, the window is closing because at the weekend, gale force winds are forecast, and it will be like that for several days afterwards. So it's entirely possible that yet more migrants, despite the tragedy on Wednesday, will make that attempt. The debate over how to deal with this has intensified here in the UK on Thursday with the intervention of church leaders and the chief rabbi, both the church leaders of the Roman Catholic and the Church of England, saying that frankly something has to change, that the system itself needs to change. And that sentiment was taken into the parliamentary debate as well, with the Home Secretary Priti Patel saying that the crossings were illegal, unnecessary and desperately unsafe, and pledging to get even tougher with the criminal gangs that are organising them. But Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, said frankly he was sick of the Home Secretary playing to the headlines. And there is pressure upon this government of Boris Johnson to try a new way, to open up legal ways for refugees to claim asylum without having to arrive here on British shores before having to do so, as the current system dictates. The Refugee Council said that, frankly, it should be a wake-up call for the UK government to rethink its approach to the Channel migrants. But it is important to have the context that this UK government is a populist government, and immigration was an absolute keystone issue both in the most recent general election and in the Brexit vote that preceded it. The idea of taking back control of borders, a central issue in the vote that saw Boris Johnson win his majority in Parliament and saw Britain leave the European Union. So it's one thing to have humanity and compassion, but for the politicians in charge of this country, votes appear to matter more.